Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that you could be paying over 80% more for your medications than your neighbors? Would you like to know how you could save up to 89% on your prescriptions? Well, you can visit Canada RX Shop Service Centers right here in Central Florida. Canada RX Shops are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call toll-free 800-967-4582 for the shop nearest you. You can also visit the website at CanadaRxShop.com. Canada RX Shops have a friendly, caring staff that will help you save big on your prescription drugs. There's no hidden fees. Their services do not cost you a penny. You don't have to make a road trip to Canada for Canadian discount prices. Remember, call toll-free 800-967-4582. Start saving bucks on your prescription drugs. Everybody's talking about it. Canada RX Shop is doing it. Call 800-967-4582.
Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com. Or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes, we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
Thank you.
And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jeannie. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We haven't been on for 2 weeks, so we've got a lot to talk about, right? I know. We've had an interesting 2 weeks. We're going to be talking about the dating success, techniques for dating success, because we didn't do it the week before last because we ran out of time.
Right.
We had so many people on the line. And so we'll do that tonight. And, of course, you know, I always say we're going to be always taking our mini angel readings and doing them tonight on the phone. So call in if you'd like to get a reading. It's the numbers 323-679-0882,
323-679-0882.
Oh, that's really good. You did that good. Sounded good, yeah. And, you know, call in, you can ask a question, make a comment, or even if you're just looking for some advice, because believe me, we're good at giving advice.
Lots of advice.
I do, too, you know. I mean, it's kind of amazing how much advice I can give. Usually no one wants to hear it, but that is what I do for a living. Actually, it's true. And by the way, Susie Q, our chat room mom, is in our chat room, which is now gone live. So if you have any questions, go on in there and feel free to type the question in. Don't worry if I don't see it, because that's what Susie Q does. She'll take it, she'll highlight it, put it in bright, bold red letters, and then I'll be able to see it, and I'll make sure that I try and get to it during the show. That's about that. So, Jessica, how are you doing? We missed the show last week because it was your birthday. So
it was my happy birthday to
me. You, and you had a good birthday. And
I had a very good birthday,
yeah.
It was like my celebration week.
Yeah, you celebrated all week, and it was a lot of fun,
wasn't
it?
I did.
And then Mother's Day was on Sunday.
I know, and I got another celebration.
And that was really cool. I mean,
so it's been all about me.
Oh, don't you like that? I mean, because when do we as moms ever get to be,
I love this.
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, I have been, I think about that, you know, your birthday and Mother's Day are the only probably 2 days of the year that ever gets to be about.
Well, and actually, I was born, when I was born, it was the day after Mother's Day.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was the day after Mother's Day?
The year I was born, the day after Mother's Day. So normally my birthday falls usually on Mother's Day weekend,
okay,
right around that
time.
Yeah, because
I know. It's usually, because Tiffany was saying, are we going to go to Aunt Jessica's for Mother's Day? And I said, Hans, and I said, why? And she's like, well, don't we do that every year?
Well, and normally, because my
and
birthday
I was
is
thinking
on Mother's Day.
That's what it was, because I'm thinking, do we do that every year? I don't think so. And
normally,
because you're right, we always celebrate.
And
it
that's why
it
was so nice, because I got two celebrations instead of one lumped all together.
It was fun. Now, we want to talk about something we did last weekend. Okay. As many of you may recall, I know everybody's waiting with bated breath for this. We went to Gibsonton, Florida, which is entitled by themselves Freaktown USA, because it's really way out kind of in the country, about 20 minutes outside of Tampa, Florida.
Yes, it was a very long drive.
Yes, it was, an hour and 55 minutes. And and all the people who do circus acts and are involved in circuses or these traveling circus shows, they have a tendency to all congregate there and live there because, you know, a lot of them are very unique. And it's one of the few places in the country where you can actually place your carnival paraphernalia in your front yard with your livestock and your elephants and your zebras.
No, okay. People don't need to do that.
Right. In this town, it's kind of different. And they say that this is, you know, so we thought it'd be kind of interesting to go out and see it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right.
We thought it would after a two-hour drive.
And we got there, and we saw less than nothing, didn't we?
We didn't see anything.
We did see a lady with a beard.
We did,
but
I don't think that's.
I think that was
a coincidence.
Yes, I think so too. It was the most exciting part to our day. We were followed by a helicopter, and we went through those police cars. See, we were looking for freak people, and apparently, there were four golf cars and a fire truck, and no one was in them, and their lights were going, and this drew our attention. So where most people would be like, well, we better get out of here, we're like, no, wait, we didn't see anything. Let's keep driving around in a circle.
Right, because we assumed there was a criminal running around.
And we wanted to see them.
Which was really stupid,
so
because,
stupid.
You know, let's just drive around and try to get shot.
So that was a lot of fun. And then we kept driving around, and then the helicopter started following us, which
we quite obviously looked suspicious.
Drew attention to ourselves, which was probably not a very good thing. So we've learned from that. Now, we're never going to do that again. And we were lucky, that worked out as well as it did.
We did go to Cracker Barrel, though. I love Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel is really good. And you know, I like the atmosphere in Cracker Barrel.
Well, it's just very home style.
It really is.
They have the little store with all the cute little things.
Yeah, it's just a really cool. I like it.
They have hash brown casserole, okay?
Yeah. Did you see the thing on AOL today about the hash brown that the guy got at McDonald's?
Okay, I don't want to think about that.
It was so gross. This guy got a hash brown at McDonald's, and unfortunately, when he turned the hash brown over, it looked like a huge palmetto bug.
It was a cockroach.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You call cockroaches palmetto bugs.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. It was pretty rough. Yeah.
It wasn't rough, it was disgusting.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. And I'm sorry about that. But in any event, on a positive note, Cracker Barrel doesn't have hash brown.
Hello.
So that's a good thing. I know. You know what it was? I just saw it like 10 minutes before we started the show.
I know.
And I was like, that is just bizarre. You know, I know that sometimes when people come in and they go to different restaurants, they've had these kind of experiences, and, you know, what can you do about it?
Well, I went to Macaroni Grill once and had a pasta dish. And Macaroni Grill is a nice restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And had a roach in my food. That was
That's
just disgusting.
Good. Well, on a good note, your daughter works at Tijuana Flats, and she said there's never any bugs in there.
No.
Never.
Never. They're super clean.
So that's important.
So
though.
Go to – but you know what? I think the thing is, you know, you're going to get a random bug every once in a while.
Well, I mean, you always do. And
as long as you don't eat it.
There was a chameleon in my house, and my daughter went nuts.
I know.
She freaked out. It was so funny. She doesn't like this. Nothing in the critters, you know. Well, we have an announcement to make, and this is a good announcement. We decided to do something new. You know, many of you who ever watched the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and then, of course, Jay Leno took it over, they would always bring on like a guest comic, a comedian, and somebody who's new who's, you know, kind of give them a chance. And I have a lot of psychics who call me, people who have strong abilities and do have psychic ability, who would like to try and maybe who've done readings for lots of their friends and family and extended family, et cetera, but they've never actually had the opportunity to go out and do it kind of for somebody they don't know for live. So I've had so many requests for that. So next week we are going to have our first, I will call it, guest psychic on.
Cool.
Her name is Psychic Ellen. And she's Claire Audio and Claire Visual, and since she was a young child, and she sees angels, she can hear and see spirits, and she's going to be on the show next week, and she's going to take some of the callers that come in, so
cool. That's
going to be really exciting. And you all know that I'm a Christian psychic, and anyone who would come on would also be a Christian psychic as well. In other words, no tarot, nothing like that. We don't touch it. Just angel communication, that's it. And we're excited to have her on the show next week, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And you'll want to tune in, because it's always fun to give somebody an opportunity. I know a lot of our listeners also know that they have abilities.
Right.
And I think that even for me, you know, when I started all those years ago, it would have been great if somebody had offered me the opportunity to say, well, why don't you come do some readings for me?
Well, right.
You know, it's pretty amazing when you start trusting that intuition, what comes out. And sometimes what you realize is either, A, you're really, really, really tuned in, or, B, maybe you're not as tuned in as you thought, and you've got to work on carving that skill a little bit more and a little bit better.
And especially doing it over the phone. I think that's got to be tough.
You know, and
because I'm a visual person, I need to see people.
And that's why I love doing it over the phone, because when I'm on the phone with them, I can't see them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see what kind of clothes they're wearing. I don't know what kind of car they drove up in. I know absolutely nothing about
right.
them. And I'm still connecting. And so they can't – I think people – there are certain people who tend to want to disprove,
mm-hmm.
Who absolutely, you know, you can say that this table is elevated and rising off the ground of its own. And if they don't crawl across the ground and actually feel around for wires and everything, they're going to say, well, yeah, but, you know. So I think when you can't see them
right.
and you're able to nail certain things about their family and et cetera, and names and dates and important things.
Oh, it's amazing.
I think that it just it makes it all that much more harder for them to just go poo-poo, you know?
Yeah, you're
yeah.
probably right.
Yeah, so I think a phone reading, to me, is one of the very best ways to read for
somebody. See, that's you. Maybe somebody else, you know, if I was ever psychic, I
yeah.
still think I'd need to see somebody.
Well, yes. And,
kind of
and,
a facial expression person.
And there
you
go. That's something else. Some of the readers that come on may find that they're not able to connect as easily
over
as
the
they thought they're
going to
be over the phone. And so, and you know what? I think it's great that they want to try, and I'm all for that, because I think that finding good, honest psychics in this industry is oh so important, because unfortunately we've all, you know, heard the stories of the ones
mm-hmm.
who aren't so honest.
Right.
So I think this will be a good thing to do.
Well,
so
sounds like fun.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting, don't you think? I think it'll be
sure.
great when Ellen comes
I'll
on.
Make
yeah.
her do a reading for me.
Ooh, there's a
Ooh.
Good idea. We'll have her do. That's a great idea. We'll ask her to do that, actually. We'll
right.
have her start out with a reading for you, and then she can move on to some of the callers, and that'll be great. And yeah, and see, even Susie's saying in the chat room, maybe she has a surprise message for Susie even.
There you go.
You never know. You know, keep our fingers crossed and say a prayer. So there we go. All right, so what else is going on? We're going to see that new movie with Johnny Depp, just because Johnny Depp's in it. Doesn't matter if the movie's good or not, but I have a feeling it's going to be good.
Well, I went on Mother's Day to see the one with Zac Efron.
Oh, yes.
I don't remember the name of it.
Doesn't matter. He didn't have a shirt on, right?
Yeah, he had his shirt on through most of the movie.
Really?
I was shocked.
You're an ab person. You wanted abs.
There weren't any abs. Let me tell you, this
yes.
was such a good movie.
Was it?
It's a girl movie, and my
yeah.
kids took me, and
aww,
my
see,
oldest
so
son
sweet.
Went.
That's so sweet.
It was quite the chick flick, but he was sweet and agreed to go.
Well, I think that's really nice, you know. I wanted to see it, but now I want to see Dark Shadows. You said you listened to Dark Shadows or watched Dark Shadows.
I watched Dark Shadows when I was in, oh, I don't know what grade it was.
Was there really TV when you were a kid?
You're so funny.
I know.
Considering you're what, a year younger
a year,
than me?
Yeah. Yes. No, is it a year even? We still haven't figured that out. It's not even. It's like 9 months or something. But yeah. Yeah. That's exactly
so
right.
So you watched? Didn't you watch Dark Shadows?
I didn't watch Dark Shadows.
It was on right after school, and it was like a soap opera with a vampire.
See, my mother didn't watch soap operas, and so when I would come home from school, my mother always watched, and I'm sure a lot of her listeners, you know, my mother was a great mom, but I don't care. I lived at the bottom of the mountain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was in New Jersey, it was a subdivision,
right.
okay? It was called Mooney Mountain, but I lived at the bottom of the mountain. And, well, the bus dropped me at the bottom of the mountain. I lived on
I was
going to
say, you lived at the top.
Yeah. So what would happen is, it could be raining or snowing. It didn't matter what kind of elements were outside. That afternoon movie didn't go over to 3:05, and the bus dropped me at 2:50, and my mother was not going to get up and drive down and pick me up.
Well, because back then they didn't have DVRs.
Well, God forbid. So
the end of her movie.
Every time. So, I would trudge up the hill, okay,
mm-hmm.
come in soaking wet. I mean, so wet that there's, like, not a dry article of clothing on you. And I'd be standing there, and I'd just look at her, like, seething. And she'd be like, shh, 5 minutes left to my show. and, you know, in the meantime, all the other moms are picking up their kids, you know. And I'm the one coming home looking like a drowned rat in the snow. Didn't matter. Snowstorm did not matter. 3:05, that show went over. She stayed and watched it. So, yeah, so she watched that. And so when by the time I got home, then I would get, as soon as it went over, kill the TV set and say, how was your day?
See,
you know,
she was
well,
there for you. But
oh,
that's
yeah,
nice.
Absolutely.
My mom worked while I was in school, so
yeah.
I walked home in snowstorms.
Well, you know what that's
like. And
there's
no one to pick me up, so.
Yeah, so, well, see, so I guess
I should
complain.
And I walked 20 miles in the snow.
Without shoes or a jacket.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh, we're terrible. You know those stories of our parents. You know, my mother's father used to own a bread bakery, and so they had tons and tons of flour sacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she tells me that her mother used to say, well, that's waste. We're not going to waste that. So she used to take the flour sacks, bleach them, and then make slips and underwear out of them.
Oh my gosh! And weren't those made out? Weren't they made out of like burlap or something?
Pretty much so. My mother said, "You have no idea how lucky
that
your
had
kids
to be
are.
So uncomfortable."
I could, she said it was terrible.
Wow,
it was terrible. She said, and her, because you know, my mother, there were 7 children in my mother's
mm-hmm.
family, burlap. So
wow.
You know, you hear these stories. You know, oh, I had to do this and I had to do that, and really, my mother had to wear burlap underwear. So
I guess
it's
walking
not so
20
bad.
Miles in the snow is nothing.
Or waiting to 3:05, right?
Right.
Having to walk up a little hill. There you go. Alrighty, I guess it's time for us to do something.
Like do some readings.
There you go. I think that's a good idea. Let's do that. Okay, so she went. Now, because our producer is studying for finals right now,
uh-huh.
We are not going to have a producer on the show. So we are going to actually.
This is going to be horrible and scary.
No, it's not. This
so people have to be really patient because we're not good at this.
Yes, but because we are all loving and kind and compassionate people, when Dr. Jenny messes up with the phone calls because she puts the wrong caller on, you're all going to be understanding,
right?
No, this should go pretty smoothly. What
all
I'm going
to
do is I'm going to announce your area code, and then I'm going to announce the first 3 digits of your number so you'll know it's you. So right now I've connected with area code 352-702. Hi, you're live on the show. How are you?
I'm good. This is Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Cindy. I'm so glad you called in. Where are you calling from? Obviously Florida, correct?
Calling from Florida. I've spoke with you before. I had all the stuff going on at my property with horses being poisoned.
Ah, yes. Yes.
And I'm walking right now outside, so pardon me. I had somebody just came up to my gate, and I need to walk down and lock it. I had company come in that I didn't expect.
Okay. Oh, that's okay.
I'm walking.
Tell me, things have been better?
Well, you know, we're still on night watches trying to get it all stopped. Nothing has, they've been back several times, so police came out, scared them off. They didn't catch them.
Mm-hmm. But they haven't
so
done anything.
They have not hurt anyone because we're sitting up all night, every night on watch.
Okay,
and
good. And you've got people helping
flashlight.
You, correct?
Just not really, no.
Oh, wow.
It's myself and my son. We sit up,
okay, good.
Sit up all
okay.
night.
Okay, very, very, very good.
And then I met with a gentleman from the insurance company yesterday for the vandalism on my truck, an investigator
okay.
on the insurance company.
Okay.
And so I felt like it went well. I'm hoping I eventually get paid on the claim. It's really hurt me financially. I had to pay to get my truck out. But mm-hmm. then I had another phone call. I've got a couple other people. One person that I think was trying to help put a post on, sent out emails to Department of Agriculture and all these other people trying to get somebody to help and post on Facebook and all this. And, she got a response from somebody who just now was notified. And they showed up and was all over my property while I wasn't home yesterday. And I called them today, and they're supposed to be coming and meeting with me tomorrow.
Okay.
And I wonder what you see around that person. She said they came and met with her. I'm like, why? You don't even know me. Why would they
right.
come ask you what's going on? And she said, I don't know, but I had sent the letter to them. So, and then they came here without calling me and was all over my property and threw all my stuff in the barn and everything without me being here and came through a closed, you know, chain gate. That kind of concerns me. I don't know what's going on. And I'm wondering, both of those people, Lisa, can I trust her? Is she on the up and up with me? And the guy coming out tomorrow, Mark, what's, you know...
Mark is fine. Lisa, I don't have a good feel
Pardon?
For Mark is fine, but Lisa, I'm going to say that Lisa leaves me, I have some concern with her being completely forthright.
Me too.
However, Mark, I have a good feel about.
Okay, so the guy that actually showed up and was all over my property without calling me or anything yesterday, and he's coming back to meet with me tomorrow morning.
Good. Good.
You see that that's going to be good. I don't really
all
know
I
what
tell you
he's
is I have
with.
A good feel. Now, all I can tell you is I have a good feel about Mark, and I have a feeling that Lisa can be less than forthright, that she has another agenda.
That's what I was kind of concerned about, too, because what she said she was... She came by one time and said she was going to be coming out to do one thing and said she was actually did something else.
Okay, okay.
Just a lot of the stuff I just, you know, she's trying to make it look like she's...
Understood, understood.
One thing, and I don't really know what her agenda
so,
is.
This is my suggestion. All I can tell you is trust Mark. Lisa, I think, has a hidden agenda, and that's what we'll have to go with for now, okay? And
okay.
I hope that's helpful. I've got a ton of callers on tonight, so I don't want to overtake too long with each person. But
right.
That's
just
what I would suggest.
Just a quick yes or no on my meeting yesterday. Will my insurance claim get paid now after that meeting?
I see they're still going to have some more questions, but it eventually will get paid, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So
Thank you.
Good luck. Keep us informed, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Take care. God bless.
Awesome.
Bye-bye now.
You too.
Okay. And that was Cindy. And then she's called in before. Some of our listeners
she
may remember.
A lot of crazy stuff happening in her life.
Well, she was apparently being targeted, allegedly, by some people who rented her the abode that she's living in, the home that she's living in. And so that was a bit of a problem. I mean, there's no doubt. And so when you add that to the fact that they were trying to maybe force her into breaking her lease because there might have been an opportunity for them to release it to somebody else for more money, that's always a scary proposition for somebody, you know. No one should have to go
through
that.
Well, and she had a forced eye and everything.
Well, yeah, she had a she's had, I mean, horrible things happen, and it's so sad. And I think that she absolutely has done the right thing and gotten the authorities involved and all that good stuff. So I'm very happy that she's done that, and I think she's going to do real well. She's staying on night watch, which I think right now is really important because
sleep?
Well, all I'm going to say is I know that she sleeps. Let's put it that way. I know that she sleeps. And I also know, I don't want to reveal what she has revealed to me and what we've discussed, but I know that she's doing it in a way that it takes into account the most common times that these people might come and bother her. So we got to be careful because we don't want to say
right, no, absolutely not.
In case they're listening, you never know. Okay, so you know what we should do now?
I don't know. Take another caller?
Let's take another caller because,
okay,
you know, we've got so
do
many
it.
Callers on the line. There's still a little more room in the queue, though, so if you still want to call in, 323-679-0882. But we're going to take another caller right now because I want to make sure that we get as many people through tonight as we can. Your digits are 229-472, 229-472. Welcome, caller.
Hey, it's Jay from beautiful Florida.
Hi, Jay. How are
Jay.
You?
Hey, I am fantastic.
Didn't you just get back, Jay? For all our listeners, Jay is a friend of the show and a wonderful guy, and he just kind of went on a, we're going to call it a pseudo mission trip to Georgia and North Carolina, didn't you?
I did. Can I read something to you really quickly?
Yes, please.
It says, Dear Brother Jay, it says, Good Tuesday afternoon and congratulations. We are very proud to announce that we have produced your ordination certification. They have been printed out and we are minutes away from mailing them out to you via the address you kindly provided us. You can expect to receive them later this week. We love you, Reverend Ellis. Job well done. Most respectfully, Divine Intervention Ministries.
Yay.
Woo,
yay! Hey,
that's
congratulations.
Wonderful.
Congratulations. Fantastic,
so,
Jay. Wow.
So that's part of the great things that are happening in Florida for me.
That's part of it.
Yes.
Tell me.
It's just been one great It's been a fantastic move. So I wanted to just touch on my Georgia trip really quickly.
Sure.
I went to Georgia on a mission trip to help some people in poverty and to help. Every year I've helped this woman for quite a few years who's a hoarder. And this is the first year I actually got into her house.
Oh. Yay, good.
Oh, it was a miracle.
You made it past the garage.
So,
yeah, because it was always the garage, right, that you had to.
Well, I did one. I did the garage and I did the basement, and you know, I've done the garage a couple of times, so she kind of moved some stuff from the inside to the garage. But I actually got into the house this year, and wow, she gave up a lot of stuff this year.
Wow, good. That's great,
yes.
Though. Isn't that wonderful? Do you think that it's because she's trusting you more and more?
Well, you know, I have the ability to decipher what is, you know, good and bad and junk.
Right, right.
And I think she really had, you know, like, she had this really, just for an example, she had a great basket, you know, and I know that a lot of those hand-woven baskets are very expensive.
Right.
They run about, you know, $140, you know, sometimes.
Right.
So, but it was extremely large. It was not something that was functional as far as a basket because it was so large. And she said, well, I paid so much money for that. And I said, do you have a fireplace?
Oh, yeah.
She said, no. She said, no. I said, well, all that is good for is storing logs.
Right.
I said, nothing else is that big.
Sure, right, of course.
And she says, I know, but I paid so much money for it. And I said, and somebody, if you donate that, will use that for their logs and will be so appreciative.
Absolutely true. Was it like a Longaberger basket?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
You know, when they're expensive baskets. I know she paid a lot of money for it. But the thing is that she doesn't have the room for it. It's non-functional. And even if it was worth, you know, $100,000, if it's going to get ruined in the midst of chaos, there's no sense in having it.
Right, and better donate it to someone who could really use it and get some value out of it.
And a person that's a hoarder has value on every single item that they own, even paper that's loose, floating.
Wow.
Yes. So I basically, you know, talked her out of a lot of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying talked her out of, but I made her realize the value of some of the things that she has and tried to stress the fact that, you know, less is more and value you know, quality and value, and not just value.
Right, exactly.
So it was quite the ordeal, and we got, I actually got in her living room, and we got all the way to the end of her living room, and this is, I mean, very poor living conditions. I mean, actually hazardous to a person's health, I would say.
Oh, wow.
And, yes, it's really a sad thing, but we got to the end of her living room, and there was this wood thing for her table that she has wanted for years.
Oh my gosh.
And she said she was so happy. She like jumped for joy when I found it.
Right.
You know,
like, you love something for 30 years.
I'm not laughing at her.
No. You know what I mean. I know what you did was amazing, and it takes a special person to work with someone who's a hoarder. Because
they convince her to get rid of it.
They're emotionally connected to each item, like you said, you know, and it's very difficult.
Item.
But it is hard to imagine that, you know, you can see something that you haven't seen in 30 years, and then that emotional attachment for them is as strong as if they had seen it yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
She was so delighted. I mean, and I said, well, see, you reap the rewards of, you know, giving. And
right.
What I tried to assure her that everything was being given. And you know what the worst part of the whole thing was? I gave, like, all of it to the Salvation Army, but they actually made me go through it at the Salvation Army because they didn't want anything that was junk.
Well, of course, I understand that. That's really, I'm surprised that they made you go through it because That leaves it up to your perspective for you to decipher whether or not it's something that they can actively sell, you know what I mean, or has value.
Well, I actually had to call the supervisor out, and I was like, you know, this is the best. I made her go through it with me. This has value.
Well, and you know, Jay, you've been through some difficult times in your life in the past, and you know, something we discussed when you and Jessica and I had an opportunity to have lunch, and I think that you know, you do understand that everything has a value. You know what I mean? And maybe to repurpose things, correct?
Well, definitely. You know, and the wonderful thing is that, you know, I got the lady all these receipts, you know, from the Salvation Army, so she got to take money off her taxes, you know, and, you know, it was a win-win situation. She actually,
wonderful.
You know, got... I believe it was the first time she probably sat on her couch or could sit on her couch, and literally it had to been 10 or 15 years.
Wow, that's amazing. Just
that's
amazing.
And, you know, when I went in there, it was, I mean, you could not open the door to get in.
Wow.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing.
So,
she doesn't have any pets, does she?
It was very scary that, you know, there was actually dead birds. And
yeah.
Where they, you know, the windows were broken out and the birds flew in and died in the chaos.
Wow.
That's horrible.
Jay, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. You know, it's funny. You said something just a few minutes ago. You said everything's going so well for you since your move. And you know what I think? I think, you know, I'm Christian. Other people are just spiritual, but I believe in the universal law of everything. Okay, and I believe that the more we put out good, the more positive energy we put out, we draw it back to us. So whether you call it God's grace or whether you call it karma or you just believe in, you know, in the universal laws, I think that that's what you're doing. I think you're putting out good and you're getting back good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I try to do that everywhere I go, and I also raised $400 for some people in poverty there, and it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but
no, you're wrong. I know
it is a lot of money.
It's a heck of a lot of money. Believe me, Jessica and I have had the occasion to talk to folks where $15 to be able to get them back and forth to work that week means everything.
Oh, for sure.
Oh yeah, this really helped some people in severe poverty, and the truth is I actually stopped counting around 400, so it was a little more than 400. So, you know, I felt like it was really a really positive trip, and so much good came from it, and there's so much secondary good that, you know, is underlying that, you know, that you can't even measure.
Right. God bless. That's fantastic. Congratulations. And for our listeners who don't know, Jay is also a Christian musician and composer. And he's just a dynamite guy, and he truly lives his life as he speaks it.
Mm-hmm.
He gives to others. He's just a wonderful person. So congratulations, because I know how much you helped others, but I know how much you benefit from it as well, just because you're giving brownie points to your soul.
Well, I actually do it because I believe everybody's an apostle, and you can either choose to do God's work or you can choose, you know, not to, and it doesn't mean that you're bad or good. It just means that, you know, some of us are meant to be the servant, and I'm not afraid to do that.
Amen. It's a calling, and God bless you for doing it. That's really fantastic. You know, I know that there was a story you were going to share with us, or is that a story that you cannot share on the radio show? Something that happened when you went to...
No, I'm not sharing that.
Okay. Well, we still
that you have that. That you have to come to lunch for.
Okay. That's a deal. Jay, as always, it's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm so glad
yes.
you're back in town. Thoroughly glad
yes.
you're back in town. And God bless you and all the blessings that you brought to other people, because that's really awesome. That's really awesome.
And same, you know, what you do is amazing too, you know, and the lives that you touch, you can't even conceive, you know, the difference that you make by just helping one person, like you've spoken to me here. You know, I go on and I tell people, and, you know, and that, you know, opens up a whole nother can of worms for, you know, many other people, because I am like a little siren.
I love that. You know, I will say that we're all blessed to be able to do God's work, and that's the truth. So I think that we'll continue in doing that, and pray that we always have good health to be able to do that. And
yeah.
And I think we're all doing really well. So that's,
yeah.
That's
and next time I'm calling in when I have my credentials, and I'm going to say, hey, it's Reverend Jay.
Oh.
I'm waiting for that.
I'm going to start a Healing Hands Ministry, Angel Hand Ministries is what I'm going to do.
Oh, really?
Is what I've decided down here in Florida I'm going to. And I've already made some contacts. And so, like I said, everything is really going great down here. And
wonderful.
I thank you for your time. I'm going to let you go. I love you guys. You know
we
that.
We love you, too.
Happy Tuesday.
Listen,
call me. We'll do lunch.
We definitely
will. For sure.
Will. We definitely
okay.
will. Okay. Take care, Jay. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yes, God bless you guys, too. Bye-bye.
Such a great guy.
He is such a sweetheart.
Such a great guy. Wow. I mean, you know, to me, when people take a vacation, and their vacation is to go and work for others, to help those who need...
What a neat idea.
You know, and I know he doesn't do it to make himself
no,
feel
not
good.
At
he
all.
Does it to truly help other people. And yet the amazing thing is, the more you do for others, the better you feel.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's so great. It's so great. And God bless him. That's fantastic. We've got more callers on the line, and we're definitely going to take them. First, we're going to take just a very, very short break.
Like resignation to the end, always be
Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that you could be paying over 80% more for your medications than your neighbors? Would you like to know how you could save up to 89% on your prescriptions? Well, you can visit Canada RX Shop Service Centers right here in Central Florida. Canada RX Shops are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call toll-free 800-967-4582 for the shop nearest you. You can also visit the website at CanadaRxShop.com. Canada RX Shops have a friendly, caring staff that will help you save big on your prescription drugs. There's no hidden fees. Their services do not cost you a penny. You don't have to make a road trip to Canada for Canadian discount prices. Remember, call toll-free 800-967-4582. Start saving bucks on your prescription drugs. Everybody's talking about it. Canada RX Shop is doing it. Call 800-967-4582.
And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. You know, it was so nice Jay called in. Jay's one of our, he's been with the show since basically our inception, mm-hmm. about a year, a little over a year ago. And it's such a pleasure for him to call in. He does such good works. And Jay, if you're still listening, make sure that you notify Jessica and I when you have this laying of hands. Yes,
we're very interested.
We were just sitting here during the commercial break saying, you know, this is something we would be interested in learning more about, because we try to do many good things, and we were just saying how we feel that there's more we need to do.
Well, right, because, you know, you feel like, I mean, we have our adventure Saturdays, which
right.
is, you know, kind of our just fun day just because we
cut
have busy
loose and
week.
Relax.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's many times that we could go out there and, you know, do something for others.
Right.
So, Jay, keep us in mind when you're doing some of these things, because we would be interested in it also.
Absolutely, because that would be better than going to Freaktown USA, wouldn't
USA.
It? Right. See, that's getting thrown in the garbage can, because we're not going back there again. Agreed?
Why would we go back? There's nothing there.
What's the bearded lady? Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and take another caller, because everyone's been so wonderfully patient. And this person's calling from 312-493, 312-493. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jeannie. This is Jacina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I'm
actually,
so glad. Where are you calling in from, Chicago?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, very good. And I know Chicago only because I'm looking at the three digits in your phone number. So tell me what I can do for you.
Dr. Jeannie, I do have a couple of interviews coming up. One is through a temp agency.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to you once before. I spoke to you maybe mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
One is coming from a temp agency, and then the other one is coming from a regular company. They are all very paying, like, almost half my salary.
I know.
That
I know. We talked about that, remember? That,
yes.
That you were going to get a job. You will get a job. It won't be the permanent job that you're going to keep, that you're going to have all the time, but it will be a job that you can currently use until the other job that you really need, that's supposed to be, that's right for you, comes along. So I do see that you're going now. The temp job I see as a very, I'm getting a very strong yes, positive to that.
Okay.
Tell me what the other job is.
That one is Ventures Capital. It's at CAD.com. That's the name of the company.
Okay.
And they do advertising for cars, like retailers dealing
yeah.
in cars.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually seeing that's a possibility. However, the stronger one, the one that I'm feeling the more positive energy surrounding it right now, not saying it's the job you're going to accept, but a little bit more positive energy, is the temp agency job. Okay?
Okay.
And there could be a reason for this. You know, when we work for temp agencies, as you know, you are paid only a percentage of really what the temp agency is collecting. Okay? So you may go in working for half of what you would normally work, but there may be an opportunity once they see your work ethic and your ability and your skills to get a permanent position and get a big boost in salary. Okay?
Okay.
So I think that would help tremendously.
So you do you see something happening down the line with that temp agency, like with the actually it's a real estate company. Do you see something happening with them?
Yeah, I actually With the temp agency, yes, I do. I feel like this is, I'm not just getting a yes, I'm getting what I call a vibration to the positive with a yes. And when I get it that strong, that means that it's a really strong yes. So I have a really good feeling about that. So I would definitely make sure you take the time to investigate that opportunity fully.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you very much, Dr. Jeannie, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Very good. Many blessings to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Oh, she's sweet. I remember her. I remember her, and I remember
her
that
voice.
Yeah, exactly. She's it's always in this economy a struggle when we have to take a job for less money. You know, just because we were getting paid double that before. And I would have to say that it's important for us all to realize that sometimes we have to take a stepping stone, which is sometimes getting into a company. And once you get into the company, then all is good to go. So she'll do really well. I'm not concerned. I know everything's going to work out really well for her. That's a good thing. And, hey, I want to mention, you know, again, a lot of our listeners, our regulars, notice that Kelly is not in the chat room tonight.
How come?
And because she got that job, by the way.
Hi there, remember you told
me? Hey, yeah, and she sent me an email just a few moments ago, and she is currently in San Jose, which is 3 hours behind us, so she doesn't have the opportunity, unfortunately, to get on the phone. Or to get, you know, to call in tonight and listen. So I'm really sorry about that. But on a positive note, she's in San Jose and she's
awesome.
Working that
good
job. And she's meeting her team and all good things. And I knew everything was going to be great for her. So I'm really happy for her and many blessings to her. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. And this caller is calling in from 312-493. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Dr. Jeannie, you just spoke to me.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. See, this is why
I'm the lucky caller of the day.
I'm going to put you back. You keep listening, sweetie. Okay, bye-bye. All right, then our next caller is going to be from 323. Oh, I see what happened. It moves up the queue. Now, let's see.
Wow.
Okay. How about 323-243?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so sorry that actually I meant to click you and it didn't quite work. I'm not so good in the technical stuff. I'll just clue everybody in. So
I won't hold it against
you. Okay, thanks. Where are you calling from tonight?
This is Camille calling from Alameda, California.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
California.
Say again?
I said California. We like California, don't like the earthquakes.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you can't help that.
I know that. Now, I know this seems like a silly question, but have you lived through an earthquake?
Yes. I've lived here my whole life, so almost 36 years of, you know, varying intensities, and you just get through it.
So this earthquakes for you are like hurricanes for us. It's like, yeah, it comes with the territory, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool. Well, how can I help you this evening?
Okay, well, I called about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you might remember, maybe not, but I've got a little girl, 5 months old, and we're just kind of figuring it out together. Mm-hmm. And in the past week and a half, I had been contacted by James, who is someone I had a rather intense relationship with about 5 years ago. And we are becoming friends again, which is very nice. And I'm wondering what energy you might see around he and I possibly rekindling things.
Let me take a look here. The one thing I'm going to say about James, it's funny because we just played that song, Someone That I Used to Know. I don't know why. That how appropriate, right?
I know.
Yep.
What I'm thinking here and what I'm getting is that there was a female connection to him, not yours, okay?
Yeah.
He had a connection to another female. But that has turned into whatever that situation was, the only female connection that I see to him, connected to him now, other than your connection, is one based on friendship. So in other words, I don't see him in an intimate relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that he's not attached to someone, But he, those cords are not intimate. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Okay, okay. So I see that, and I also see that this could build into something bigger and better. However, there's the however here. There was a reason he bolted in the first place. Do you remember?
Oh, why we ended it in the first place?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, me. I was new in town. And I was kind of, like, attracted by something else, you know? It
uh-huh.
was the silliest thing. I was attracted to something shiny that turned out to be a dud.
You know, cats do that. They're attracted to shiny things sometimes, too. And then they find out that they're not supposed to play and chew on the tinfoil. So I totally get that, okay?
Yeah.
I do totally get that. And what I would say to you is that he's going to tread very lightly and very carefully because he doesn't
right.
want to get hurt, and because he was hurt, as you well know.
And I regret that. I do. I think back on that time, and I kind of look at it and wonder, well, how might I be any different had I just not try to force something to be more or less? What might have happened had I just been patient and allowed things to just
patience
go 5 years
so
ago?
Important. Yeah, I agree with you. I think so often, we as females, we were brought up this way. We're supposed to have an agenda. You know, we can't
yeah.
just take it one day at a time. Jessica, we've talked about this ourselves recently, where as females, our parents kind of brought us up to think, okay, well, we're in this relationship, so we have to know where it's going next. You know,
mm-hmm.
what's the next
yeah.
step? Is it building? Where's the crescendo going to? You know, sometimes we've just got to accept it for what it is, because there are a lot of guys out there who are so afraid to get their backs against the wall. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That,
yeah, they don't want to have the conversation. You
I
know?
Don't blame them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. it's true. They don't want to say, well, this is going to go to this point, because they don't know, and they don't want to say until they really know, and it makes them feel pressured. And I think that at this point, moving forward with him, I don't feel he's a commitment phobe, which is kind of interesting.
No.
Because often you'll hear me say that, but in his case, that's not the case. But I kind of feel like you need to take it one day at a time and just enjoy it for what it is. The rest will take care of itself if you do that.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to have this a challenge. It's a real big, we're different people now. He and I, we're just carefree, whatever, 5 years ago. And now, as we are getting to know each other, my daughter is 5 months, and his daughter is almost 2 years. So now we're both parents, and
right.
we're just different people,
well,
which is good.
I was just going to say, you both grew up. You both have a
yeah.
different focus other than yourselves, right?
Oh,
isn't that
yeah,
true?
Yeah.
And that's usually what ends up happening. A lot of times when we're younger, you know, it's all about us. It's all about what we want, what we plan, and it's amazing once we start focusing on something other than ourselves, how our true positive and healthy nature comes out. You know what I mean? Like, you're a very kind and compassionate
yeah.
person. However, maybe that side wasn't coming out before. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. So I would say that this relationship does have a chance as long as you don't put any pressure on it, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Wonderful. Listen, thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right, take care and God bless.
Okay.
See, that's we were talking about that the
mm-hmm.
other day, how, you know, we always want to know where things are going, and sometimes you don't know, and if you put too much into it, then it almost becomes a pressure for the person, and you don't want that. So that's not a good thing. But I think that if she takes this one day at a time,
yeah, one day at a time, and just enjoy what it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's
so many people can't do that. They want to know. They want to get into it serious, intense. Let's get married. Blah
right,
blah blah.
Right.
Why not just enjoy the moment?
And that's what amazes me. And I'm going to say this. So many times I'll talk to people on the phone. Almost every single day I have a situation like this, Well, I'll be talking with somebody, and they'll know that the relationship they were just in, that they're either taking a pause or retreat, and I like to use those words because it doesn't mean you're not going to get back together. It just means, you know, you're not together,
mm-hmm.
right? How many times they'll say to me, well, I know he's not good for me, or I know she's not good for me, and I know I saw the red flags, and I know... And because they've already invested so much time in the relationship,
yeah.
they don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you own a field of I don't know, weeds, and you don't have the money for seeds,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have any way to fertilize it, and all you have are these weeds. And you're saying, yeah, but I don't want to sell it because, you know, I tried to make something grow for so long, and it's still not growing.
Right.
You know, but if you don't fertilize it right, and if you don't have what it takes, i.e. the seeds,
yeah,
to make it grow,
it.
Then why keep doing it? You're just, what you're doing is you're putting off the inevitable.
Right.
Right? And
because you don't want to be alone, number one.
Right.
Number two, you're thinking, oh, well, maybe this is the relationship that I should have, but it's not really what I want.
However, one of the things most people do is operate from a position of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the fear of being alone that scares them so much that they're willing to accept an unhealthy relationship
yeah,
for them and for their children, which mm-hmm. is the thing that I always try to make sure that I draw out, and I try to get them to say it as we're talking, but it's not just you that's in that bad relationship. If you're in a bad marriage and your spouse is difficult, your children are suffering too.
Absolutely.
And so at what point do you say, okay, that's enough, you
mm-hmm.
know? Or if you're dating somebody and you want to have children, it's your goal, and that person's not a healthy person. They've got dysfunction, major
mm-hmm.
dysfunction. And you've tried for years. I talked to somebody the other day who very much in love with her spouse.
Uh-huh.
They were separated, and he, as many men do, refused to go to counseling.
Well, that figures.
Right? And so it wasn't until she left and they separated that suddenly he decided, okay, now I'll go. Well, if it takes that to get them to agree, then what they're saying is, well, okay, I thought I could push you around.
Right.
Which is what he was doing in the marriage, controlling, controlling, controlling. So, you know, when you see this, hold a mirror up to it. If this is going on in your life, then what you need to do is you need to look at your life as a bystander. I know that's really hard to do, but we've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
How sometimes look at your life like it's a reality TV show. What would you be yelling to the character? You know,
don't do it.
Yeah, run like heck. Run, run, run. So you know, sometimes we've got to be our own best judges and use God's positioning system, that internal GPS that's in our stomach. God put an internal GPS in you, Jessica, and me, and every single person that's listening tonight, and that GPS helps guide us. It's just sometimes, you know, like on our GPS where it's saying, make a left turn, and you don't, and then it's saying, hey, you've gone off track, right? You know.
Rerouting.
Rerouting, yes. And we were just the other day, Siri.
Uh-huh.
I use Siri on my cell phone. And she wasn't – I think Siri sometimes personally has it in for me, right?
Well, yeah, especially when you yell at her and tell her she's stupid.
I may have done that. I have really difficult times with technology, and Siri was – I was saying the word, blatantly saying the word as clearly as humanly possible. And she was – you know, I don't even know. Like one time I was looking for Starbucks, and she says, McDonald's? No, I said Starbucks. How hard is it? What is it? So anyway, we all do have our internal GPS, and we should follow. It's called God's positioning system. It's that gut feeling, and we need not to push it down sometimes when it raises its head and says, hey, be careful. This isn't the way things should be. Take another look. Okay, enough said on that subject, I guess, right?
I think everybody needed to hear it.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to go ahead and take another caller, and this caller is coming from area code, let's see here, 575-430. 575-430. Do I have you?
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just have a couple quick questions for you.
Yes, I'm ready. Where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm calling from New Mexico.
New Mexico. Okay, Tammy. And
yes.
How can I help you tonight?
Yes, I'm just working on a contract with a job out out of the country, and we kind of came into a snag on it, and I'm just curious, you know, what is it going to take to get past this hump, and two, is the person that we're dealing with trustworthy?
The person you're dealing with is trustworthy, but they only have the ability that they have. So in other words, it's not that they're not trustworthy, it's just that the people that they're reporting to sometimes put a hold on things. It's just a temporary hold. But I do feel that this is going to come through. I do feel like it's going to come through for you, okay?
What do we need to do to... Have we done everything that we can, or...?
Let me look at that. Okay. What I'm getting here is that you've left no stone unturned. So you've done everything you can on your end. Right now, it's that the most difficult thing in the world, and that's patience. That's what you need to have. Okay. All righty.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Do you see a time frame on this?
I can tell you in weeks that we're looking at approximately 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sweetie. I hope this has been helpful for you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck and God bless. Thanks for calling in. Okay. We're going to take a short break and we will be right back.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and
Cafe. That was Dream a Little Dream of Me, which is a song that I played years ago when I put on a little play in fourth grade. It was Hansel and Gretel. And when they fell asleep in the woods, I played that music.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it it just reminds me of that. So that's kind of a cool thing.
It is fascinating story.
I don't think it's fascinating at all. I think what is fascinating is we've got another caller on the line coming from 949-302. 949-302. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing? I see you're also in the chat room, and you were kind enough to ask where you were in the queue, and I appreciate you doing that because you were actually up next, so it worked out really well.
That was actually one of my friends, but thank you. I'm actually a first-time caller, and she was
hang on,
and I'm like, all right, no worries, I will.
Okay, well, welcome to the show. You're a first-time caller. I'm so glad. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orange County, California.
Well, we have a lot of California people tonight, and I actually spent half my day on the phone with California today with different clients, so I'm really glad to see we have such a strong contingency there. How can I help you this evening?
Okay, I'm calling today to see if you can give me some insight on what's coming up with my relationship with a man by the name of Hunter.
Hunter, okay. And his name is Hunter. And your first name again was?
Liz.
Liz, okay. But that's not your real first name.
It's Elizabeth.
Thank you, okay. So let me see something here, because the reason why I'm only hesitating now, this is what I'm getting. And this is going to sound a little odd, but I get a piece of the puzzle, you get the whole piece of the puzzle. Was there some situation recently for you where you had to forgive either another relationship or this gentleman?
Yeah.
Okay, was it this gentleman?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm seeing you really prayed on this. You had a hard time. And
mm-hmm.
My question is this. Did you forgive?
I'm trying to forgive. I'm definitely trying. What needed forgiveness is still kind of going on. We're not really through the tunnel, if you will. So,
understood.
I'm just, you know, if things were a little different, I think I'd be more open to the forgiveness. But right
understood.
Now, I'm still kind of in a dark place.
It's kind of odd sometimes when we talk about forgiveness, and the reason is people think that when they have to forgive, they have to truly say it's okay, I'm not upset, it's all right, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not seeing that. What I'm seeing is forgiveness sometimes is more or less acknowledging yourself, Liz, that you can't change what happened,
mm-hmm.
and to constantly battle, it's almost like you're fighting a battle you can't win. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's where sometimes forgiveness comes. Not so much in saying it's okay, I forgive you. Forgiveness doesn't have to be I forgive you in that sense, but it has to be acknowledgement on your part that I realize I can't change what happened in the past. I may not like it. It may have upset me greatly. It may have been totally and was inappropriate, but
mm-hmm.
it is what it is, okay,
right.
And decide to move on. So with that being said, I see that if you are able to reach that point, truly, because there's that energy is still hanging around you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were able to truly move on forward as if you had just met this person, and I know that's
mm-hmm.
almost an impossible thing to do, but I get that you understand what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you could do that, then I see that you can believe in this relationship again. Now, I'm also being shown that you were sent a very visible sign of the direction you were supposed to go in with Hunter, correct?
I would say so, but maybe a tangible sign versus a sign that my heart wants to go into, I don't know really, but it's hard to say. It's hard to say if I was shown a real sign. I know
okay.
what I should do, but it's not what I really want to do.
Well, I actually know what you should do, too. I'm going to tell you that what you just said, you know what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
would be a very wise decision on your part.
Right.
Okay. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why won't you do that?
I think that I still have a lot of faith in the relationship, and I don't necessarily want to let it go.
Do you think you can change him?
No, I know I can't.
Okay.
I know I can't.
Okay, that's important, knowing that you can't. Knowing that you can't, and yet you still want to go on is okay, but I would say that there has to be some learning experience that came from this, okay? And
mm-hmm.
and I know what others are telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
would you yeah okay. They're all telling you probably what you hear in my voice, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're not ready to do that. You know, you're like swords out. Okay, I'm going to fight for this relationship, right? I want to try
right.
and make it work, right?
Right.
I will tell you that I do see for you that, and again, I'm not supposed to affect your free will, nor will I, nor will the angels affect your free will. So,
mm-hmm.
so all I can tell you right now is that all I can tell you is that I see that there's going to be a retreat from this individual. Whether it's
mm-hmm.
temporary or permanent will be your choice, not his, because I
mm-hmm.
do see that he will want to come back into your life.
Mm-hmm.
But I will also tell you this. I see that you're going to become... He was the leader in the relationship. He controlled it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see that you're going to become the leader of the relationship. You're going to be the one in control, and when that happens, you will be able to speak your truth with love and integrity. And people have heard me say that before. I don't feel like your voice has always been heard in this relationship, correct?
I feel like it has in the recent past, but I feel like that was partially my fault before because I let him have kind of like
control.
You're saying the control, right? And then everything was able to balance out to some extent, and then we had a big falling out. So it's kind
mm-hmm.
of like I feel as though the relationship was on its way to being something really great and balanced, and then obviously the falling out undermined all of the good work that we had done.
Got it. Well, who's the maternal mother figure in this that I'm seeing?
For him or for me?
I think it's for you. I'm pretty sure it's yours, but I see there's an influence there.
I have a lot of women friends that are older that definitely have a
oh, I know. They're all saying, run for the hills.
Right.
Well, I know.
I mean,
I know.
I don't think that there's anyone. Well, there are some people, but, you know, I'm just looking for some guidance on if. This,
okay.
You know, will
my
open
guidance
itself up again. Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to tell you is, I say it every week, and it never fails, that we seem to touch on something and talk about something, and it always seems to relate to the next caller. And oddly enough, I think that perhaps what Jessica and I were just discussing about seeing the red flags, they're waving, you're having to duck so you don't get hit in the head with the flag that's waving right in front of your face. But at the same time, I think what ends up happening is you are so determined to live the relationship that the way you want, and you're not willing to give up on it because you've got, how much time did you have vested in this relationship?
5 years.
Okay. You're not ready. You don't want to see those 5 years wasted. You don't want to have to go out there and do it all again. And you're also a little bit afraid of being alone, correct?
I
be
don't
careful.
Know. He and I have not really been speaking that much since everything has gone down. So I don't
right.
know about the alone aspect of it because there's other people that are in my life. So it isn't really about being alone, because I'm not necessarily alone, whether or not he's involved in my life.
Where's the fear coming from then?
I think the fear comes from losing a relationship that was going into that was going well, and then not being able to see it to its full potential.
But they're showing me, the angels are showing me at year one, flags. Year two, flags. Year three, flags. Year, the end of year three, beginning of year four was a little calmer, and then massive red flags. So the way they're showing this to me is that those red flags were always there.
Right. Well, they're definitely, we were in a romantic relationship for all of the time, but yes. I mean, there have always been red flags, yeah.
So, Liz, the answer to your question is, how do I see this going? I see that you are going to be in control of the relationship. The question is, be sure why you want this relationship. There are times when those red flags are waving like crazy and you're ducking that maybe you need to get a healthy perspective, and the best way to do that is to truly give yourself some time to maybe move on with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Here's the reason why. When you've been with somebody for 5 years, you go through the grief stages. It's almost like somebody dying.
Right.
You know, and you're going through those grief stages. How long has it been? I'm seeing the number two. How long has it been?
Since what part? Since we stopped kind of seeing each other, it's been a couple months.
Okay,
It's been about 7 weeks or so.
Okay, yeah, that's why they're showing me two. It's representing 2 months. So what I see is that, you know, it's time for you now to step back and say, look, if this is truly the relationship that I hoped it was going to be, obviously all those red flags wouldn't be there. Obviously he didn't want to change. Can I ask you a question? When I talk, we were talking about how even it takes sometimes a person walking away completely and moving on with their life. Have you thought about really doing that, not just going through the actions, but really doing that?
Yeah, no, I've totally thought about that. That's also been something that I've, that I think is an option as well. I'm not as set in this manifesting just this relationship. I'm pretty open to other possibilities, and also this not actually being my path. I'm okay with that at this time, given the circumstances. So yeah, no, I am open to letting it go.
Good, beautiful. I think you know the answer. I think you know what you need to do. But I can only tell you that I see that for you to speak the truth and to take a pause or a retreat in this relationship. A true pause, a true retreat, you know what I'm talking about, would be very, very, very beneficial.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All righty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hope this has been helpful. Has it?
It has. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, honey, good luck, okay, and God bless you. Don't worry.
You too.
You'll
I'm
be
not.
Strong.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good
All
evening.
Right. You're welcome. You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye now. And it's funny because this is, Jessica, what we were just talking about. And I know that people are listening right now. I know they're listening, and I know that they're saying, wow, this is just what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
You see the red flags. You've been in the relationship for 5 years. The red flags were there one through five, year one through five. You know, what makes you think that that person's going to change now?
Right.
You know, sometimes, I've said this before, I love ice cream sundaes, but it doesn't mean they're good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it with that. We'll be back in two. We're going to play a little Colby Calais.
Will you count me in? I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. Starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time. Wherever you go, heart in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go. But what am I gonna say? When you make me feel this way, starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now, just take your time wherever you go. Hold me in your arms, I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth. It starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. You make me smile, baby, just take your time now. Holding me tight,
I know, by
Ernst Welk.
Was that Tiny Bubbles? Who was the guy who sang it, the Hawaiian dude?
That was Ben, not Ben Ho. Don Ho.
Don Ho. I saw Don Ho in Hawaii.
Did you?
I did. He was propped up in a chair.
I think we talked about this
before.
Yeah,
drunker than a skunk. We did. As a matter of fact, we talked about it on your birthday night dinner or something.
Right.
Yeah. Drunker than a skunk, yeah.
Deja vu.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Okay. You know what we're going to do? We're going to talk a little bit about what we talked about 2 weeks ago, which is techniques for having dating success. And what I wanted to talk about, you know, we talked about going out and just, you know, opening up to people. And
mm-hmm.
if you see somebody that you're interested in, what if they don't see you? What if they're busy? What if their mind is on something else? Go up and talk to the person. Literally. You know, I know you said that's really hard for people to do because they don't
have
self-confidence.
I have a tough time just walking up to a stranger.
Okay. So because you're afraid they'll shoot you down.
They're going to say, who are you, crazy person?
What we're gonna move on to then is a way to anchor yourself to the thought process that you're going to have success. Now this works. I use this. I do this. I've taught it to others. But it's kind of like before you even get to that moment in which you're going to talk to that person or interact with them, you can do something that's really powerful, which will set yourself up for success. And it's based on what we call NLP or neuro-linguistic programming, which has been around for hundreds of years. But most recently, there was a gentleman by the name of Richard Bandler who came along in about, 1975, and he took what we call behaviorism and some of his own theories and came up with what's called neuro-linguistic programming. It's a very powerful system for getting what you want out of life, for being able to guide your life in the direction that you want to go. He took theories like from Pavlov. You remember Pavlov's dogs, right,
mm-hmm.
where he would take and have meat powder and he would ring the bell and the dogs would salivate.
Mm-hmm.
And then he eventually took the meat powder away, but they would still salivate anytime they heard a bell because in their mind they immediately connected that with, and that's called behaviorism. So What I want to do is create an association in all our listeners' mind between ultimate confidence and something that you do or something that you say. So let me kind of explain this in a little bit more detail, what I'm talking about. An easy example that you can change at any time would be this. People, initially, when we train them for neuro-linguistic programming and to have confidence, is we say, make a fist with your right hand. And I'm going to watch you do this, Jessica, and I want all our listeners to make a fist with their right hand. And, you know, and kind of hit it on your upper left chest, you know, kind of like in the shoulder area. Go ahead and hit it. Now, that's like a salute in a way, but it doesn't really mean anything yet. But now I want you to go ahead and hit your left chest with your right fist and keep doing it. And at the same time, I want you to say yes, okay? Yes, okay. Now we're going to keep doing it. Yes, yes, yes. Now as you're doing this and you're saying something, I want you to now associate that feeling kind of like Pavlov's dogs did. They associated the ring of the bell with that feeling of being satiated, getting the meat powder, okay? What I want you to do is every time you take your right fist and hit your left shoulder, you say yes. Everybody do it again. Take your right fist, hit your left shoulder, say it out loud.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what else do we need to do? Well, we need to understand the sound. We need to understand that we're trying to associate this movement, this word yes, with ultimate confidence, all right? And this can be done very simply. I want you to choose a memory. It could be any memory. It could be graduating high school. It could be, if you remember graduation, it could be graduating from college. It could be getting married or the birth of a child or winning a tennis tournament or getting a strike in the bowling alley. I want you to, maybe for some people, it's even that day you got your divorce, or eating birthday cake in a party and you were the center of attention. Anything at all, it doesn't really matter, but as long as it was a moment in your life when you were completely confident, completely satisfied, feeling really good about yourself. And now what I want you to do is I want you to concentrate in your mind on this time. Jessica, I know you're reaching back and trying to think
I'm
of a time that you felt that way. I think you felt really confident maybe at the birth of one of your children
mm-hmm.
because you were so proud and you felt, you know, you did it successfully.
Yeah.
Would you agree that was a confident moment
yeah.
for you? Okay. So now you're thinking about this moment, and you think of that time in your life when you were totally confident. And if you haven't thought anything yet, just pick anything right now, anything that maybe, you know, you got a call that was good news, or you got a check in the mail you weren't expecting, it just made you happy and feel good. Or maybe you got up and went to work and you actually got there on time. Even that is a success. It really doesn't matter, because what I'm going to teach you right now is the technology, and you can change the memory later. But go ahead and think of that so we can get the ball rolling. And then think of this moment where you are totally confident. I want you to envision in your mind, in your mind's eye, and I want you to think of that time. I want you to close your eyes, okay? And I want you to totally think of how confident you felt at that moment. There you are in that moment, feeling completely confident and relaxed. And now I want you to make that picture brighter in your mind's eye. Make it so that it's actually there. You could see the picture of you accomplishing this. Jessica, that accomplishment of when that baby was put in your arms. Make the memory of that moment really bright in your mind. And now I want you to make it louder. I want you to think of the different sounds that were around you. Turn up the volume. When that confident moment came, what were the sounds? Were you at the beach? Were there people talking in the room? Were there medical monitors beeping? And hear those voices. I also want you to smell the smells that were around you, the scents that were around you. Okay, what did that room smell like? What did that beach or that, or what did it smell like when you walked up on stage and accepted that degree? Get the smell and the picture in your mind. Turn up the brightness. Now you can hear it. You can see it. You can smell the scent that surrounded that time. You are controlling everything in your mind. I want you to make it as real as humanly possible. And now what I want you to do, as those feelings are surging through you and those emotions are confident, total confidence, I want you to turn that up 10 times, think about how great you felt. Think about how positive, how your self-esteem was really strong. And now, on the count of three, I want you to take your right fist and hit your left upper chest and say yes. Are you ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. Yes. Okay. What that does is that just created an anchor, okay? Through that exercise, and you can all relax now, you can get those thoughts removed. You can just kind of stop thinking those thoughts for a moment. Why did we do that? Because we wanted to create an association at a very basic physiological level in your mind between that action, which is you're taking your right fist and gently tapping your upper left chest with your fist, and the words yes, and that feeling, which is total confidence. And what we just all learned here is a bit of kind of technology, but it's called behavioral psychology or neuro-linguistic programming, and you've just created an anchor. So if you're going to walk up to somebody and you want to ask them out, or you want to create a conversation with them and you're so nervous, but you're looking, you're at Barnes & Noble, they're in the section that you normally read, maybe it's a good-looking guy or guys, it's a good-looking girl or whatever, I want you to make that fist before you go up to them and then just gently tap your left shoulder. You could even make it look like you're scratching your shoulder if you want. When you do it in your mind, I want you to keep shouting yes, 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 so you feel that confidence associated with that situation. And then you have created an anchor. And you can actually do what we call stacking anchors and build your own self-confidence. And this is a really good tool. You could build your own self-confidence by stacking, thinking of other things. You know, maybe later on tonight as you're laying in bed, you think of other things that you really, a moment or a time in your life when you felt really good and positive, and you think about that, and then think, turn up the brightness, make it really vivid in your mind, and put the sight, put the smell, and put the sounds associated with it, and then tap your left shoulder and say yes. Because what that means is every time you're feeling a little insecure, you're not sure you can accomplish something or have success, you just need to touch your left shoulder, and what will flow through you is the behavior of feeling and being and thinking confident and successful. And it's called anchoring, and it's an absolute wonderful method. And you can use this in dating. So every time I know one of the people in our chat room was at a singles event where she felt she wasn't getting maybe enough attention as some of the other people that were there. What she could have done was created that anchor where she was then able to feel confident and successful. And I think what we feel on the inside is what is absolutely lit up around mm-hmm. us. I had written something called Phase 2 many years ago for people who were trying to find and have success in dating. And I used to say that people who lack self-confidence, it's almost like you're wearing a neon sign that's blinking on top of your head. I don't care if you're at a dance or a singles event or out at a club or at a restaurant or in a bookstore or on the ball field. It doesn't matter. It's always blinking, lack self-confidence. And so if you can actually feel self-confident inside your heart by using this anchoring method, instead of saying lack self-confidence, it's going to say charismatic. Yeah, lots of character, lots of charm. People are going to be drawn to that. That's the same thing we talked about with Jay earlier, how sometimes we have a negative energy and sometimes a positive energy. And whether you're a Christian or you just have a really strong spiritual belief or you believe in karma, that positive energy, that you know, the universal laws of attraction, or just having faith in God, you create this positive aura, this energy around you, and it will draw people in. And it really does work, and I really recommend that people take a look at that and spend some time trying to create anchors for themselves so that they, too, can have that great experience. Okay, we'll be right back.
Treat her like diamonds and pearls. Dedicate to all the girls around the world. I'm Mr. Dre when I'm shaggy with a combination with Yami. Flip this one for your musical dick.
your back when it's all done.
Yeah.
It's all good when you live for your dear fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Damn.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling. My darling angel, girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
You're a queen and that's how you should be treated. So you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Put a left for a call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed.
Yeah.
I know say that's how you night is the program. Not the touch of me surrounded your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. Shorty, you're my angel, you're my darling angel. Girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, baby.
Girl, inside of my behavior, say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender, say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, inside of my behavior, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender, well girl I surrender.
Just thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live to your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always I mention. Tell me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling.
That stopped very abruptly, didn't it?
That's very odd.
That stopped very abruptly, and we were chatting, and all of a sudden, bam, it stopped. This is the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we've been taking calls and talking to people, and we were just talking about how you can have success with dating and how we create anchors. And we've had a lot of really wonderful calls tonight. And I also want to, and this is, you know, I like Joel Olson. He's so great, and I think that I would like to kind of use some of his stuff as I have done before on the show, because Joel Olson has this wonderful way about him and a wonderful way of talking. And today we're going to do a quote, and it's in the New King James Version of the Bible, this particular one, and it says, "Though the fig tree may not blossom nor fruit be on the vines, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in that God is my salvation." And he talks about how we all face challenges and obstacles in life, and we have dreams in our hearts, but sometimes we kind of look at our life and we say, none of what I thought was going to happen has come to pass. Things are not going well, and life has been so difficult, and it seems like you know, we get very negative, we get discouraged. We start talking about how things aren't working out and all the bad and all the not good stuff that's going on in our life. And what he says is we need to switch that over into praise and thanksgiving, which opens the door to God to move on our behalf. And a lot of times I think, you know, always have a good attitude, because as soon as you have the good attitude, then good things will start to be drawn to you. If you have a health issue, I've actually seen people talk to people, call in, and they'll say, you know, I've got this health issue. It's been looming for a couple of months now, and you know, I'm gonna start going back to church as soon as I'm healthy again, or I'm gonna as soon as I get a job, then I'll be able to go to church on Sunday. It's just that I'm so down right now. I don't even want to get out of bed half the time. And you know what? I say give God praise, and He can help you get through these tough times. And that's how faith works. As long as we're negative or discouraged and focused on our problems, it limits what God can do for us. So today, if you're dwelling on the wrong side of things and focusing on the negative or things going in the wrong direction, switch it over to praise and thanksgiving. Begin to declare that, you know, God's good. You're a believer. Declare that He's faithful. Declare His praises and open the door so that He can have victory in every area of your life. So I'm going to say a little prayer. Folks can either pray in their head or pray out loud, but I'm going to say this prayer for everybody. Father God, today we humbly come before You and we lift You up and magnify Your holy name. Thank You for Your goodness and faithfulness in our lives. We bless and honor You for Your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And hopefully everybody's going to have a really good week, because we have to always look at the positive. I want to go into the chat room here, because I see that Pink has posted a question, and I will read it out loud if that's okay. Hubby is overbearing and tries to run your son's life, and you want to know what direction your son should head in for his highest good. I know he wants to start his own business. And what I'm going to say to you is that I think your son would be very good in being self-employed, but I need to say this too. The stick-to-itness is important, the follow-through, the patience to create something. And I would say that if a person hasn't exercised those skills and those traits prior to becoming self-employed, then I would be concerned about putting a lot of money into a self-employment situation, because not everybody's an entrepreneur. Now, do I believe your son has the ability? Absolutely, hands down. But before, I would say you need to be committed to this new venture. I would say find something where there's no assets that need to be invested, and make him stay in that position and learn from it. And see that he has the patience and the stick-to-itness to go about 8 months to a year in that position, and excelling and doing some of the grunt work as well. Because everybody has a tendency to think that when they're self-employed, they get to be the boss and everyone else gets to do all the work. Realize that's not the case. I've owned many, many businesses over the years, and I can tell you I was the one. My husband was the one who worked holidays because we didn't feel it was right to make any employee work a holiday. Yet we did a lot of business on certain holidays, so guess who ended up working them?
Mm-hmm.
And also, when it comes time sometimes to throw out the garbage and to scrub the floors, and guess, you know, yeah, you might run this business, but every once in a while when you're starting a new business, you got to be the jack of all trades. You've got to be the janitor. You've got to be the marketing guy. You've got to be the guy that makes the decisions. You've got to be the salesperson. You've got to be the copyright person. You've got to be everything. And I would say that if he's not showing stick-to-itness, that's my word, because my father used to say that word.
It's a good word.
Not that my father's not still with us. It's just that I haven't heard him say that in a long time.
Stick-to-itness.
Stick-to-itness. You got to have stick-to-itness, yeah, which I've always had, and so, but he used to say that to me.
Well,
that's
stick-to-itness. Important.
You know, people don't have they don't have the ability to stick to it, and so I would say, Pink, that it's important that that your son do something where he can show that he can stick to it. I think that's really, really important. Okay. I hope that answers your question, and I hope you have a chance to write back in, and I'll be able to hopefully help you with that. Okay. She already did. She's in the chat room, and she said it's funny because today he said he wanted to stay in a job for at least 8 months to be able to say he could stay with a job. Beautiful.
There you go.
Wonderful. You're very welcome. I know exactly what you mean, and I would concur with that as well. Okay, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take another caller. This caller, it appears, if this will open for me, See, I told you, me and technology, we just don't get along. I'm trying to open the call in the caller queue, but it doesn't want to open. So maybe what I'll do, but I feel bad because this one's next in the queue, and I'm gonna keep poking at it till it opens. Hold on 1 second. Okay, it's not gonna open, so we're gonna have to go to the next one in the queue, and I'm terribly sorry. I'll try that one in 2 seconds if I can get back to it in time before the show goes over. Here we go. Okay, we've got caller from 413-304. 413-304. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Jenny?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay, what's your first name?
I'm sorry?
What's your first name?
My name is Christina.
Christina. Okay, Christina. How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for clarification about what to do to create more abundance in my life.
Okay.
And I'm working on some paintings and not sure if this is something to really jump for, really go full throttle.
Okay, so you're trying to decide if you should be using your artistic talent to gain money, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to say to you, and I, please forgive me, but we've spoken before, haven't we?
I don't believe so.
For some reason, I sense that we have, and I don't know why, but I feel like this is something that we've discussed before. I don't know why, but
oh.
You would certainly know. I'm going to tell you that I do see that your paintings and the work that you do definitely has value. Not only should you stick to it, but you almost need to stick to it because for you, being able to paint and to do this is almost like being able to breathe. Am I correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, and I see that if you don't have the ability to paint and you don't have the ability to do this, that you would really suffer greatly. So I'm going to tell you that you really have to continue to have that creative outlet so that you can move forward, and not only in your professional life, but also in your personal life, because that creative outlet is just so important to you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was. Oftentimes, I've been like just yesterday, I painted a picture and I didn't know what was coming through. And this morning, someone said, "Oh, it looks like a mailbox," and it was very esoteric looking. And I was like, "Wow, I had no idea what was there."
You know what that probably means? That means, you know, it looks very esoteric. It's probably a mailbox. But what generally comes from a mailbox is that somebody's delivering a message. And so maybe what you needed to hear tonight was this message that I'm giving you, which is to continue to follow your heart. You know, it's, again, touches on what we talked about earlier. It's not about the money, and it's not about, you know, you have to, if you can't be creative, it's going to start to affect you health-wise down the road, I guarantee you. You always.
I think it already is.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that very strongly. When you have such a creative energy, not to be able to express it, whether it in the form of dancing or painting or singing or maybe playing a musical instrument, it's just really critical. As a matter of fact, when I do chakra healing, one of the things I always look for is to see if there's a block in the creative energy. Because when there's a block in creative energy, it really does cause a problem. It allows your body not to communicate with each other, and that's where we start to have some health concerns down the road.
Wow, thank you so much. I think you really nailed it, and I can't thank you for the encouragement.
You're very, very welcome, and I'm so glad that you called in tonight. And I don't know why I had that sense that we've spoken before. I just probably, let's just call it a really good connection, okay?
Great. Thank you again. Have a
You're
good
so welcome. Many blessings. Take care now.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've talked about that, right? I mean, we always have to be creative. And sometimes creative could be writing.
Right. There's all different kinds of creativeness.
You know, even if you like to sing in your car and jam out and shake your head back and forth
jump
up. That, well, and it is you. And I think if you couldn't do that, you'd be disappointed, right?
I would be, because in my mind, I'm a rock star.
Well, I know. You know, only in your mind, by the way. Never in anyone else's.
Thanks.
No, Jessica's actually a pretty good singer. I'm the one who can't carry a tune and was asked to lip sync Happy Birthday every year. I know. I wouldn't be allowed in her band because I can't sing. I can't carry a tune. But it doesn't matter what your creative outlet is. You need to find it and you need to use it so that you don't get that blocked chakra, because our chakras staying open and staying cleared are really, really important. Every time I end the show, I always thank everybody for calling in. I want to remind everybody, if you're looking for a private reading, you can reach me at drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. Or you can call my toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. And don't forget, next week we're bringing on
our newbie
guest psychic. And again, you know, I am not saying that this person is going to excel, but I do know this person. I know she has a very strong ability. But this is going to be her first time reading for others like this, and I think it's a great muscle to exercise. And I wish somebody would have given me the opportunity when I first started doing it.
This is something she wants to do.
Exactly. So I encourage everybody to listen in, because you know, God works in mysterious ways, and maybe this is just the message that people need to hear
that
he's going to deliver. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Tune in next Wednesday night at 8 p.m., and we will be here, and we will be ready to talk and chat and listen and give advice. Take care, everyone. Good night. ¶¶